Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone. You listen to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with James Hartlon. Mr. James Hartlon is an actor. He played in a lot of films. I'm going to let him name some of the films that he's been in and let you know what he's doing currently, because this is a follow-up interview. Good afternoon, Mr. James Hartlon.
Okie dokie. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. It's Hartlon James, right?
Okay, Hartlon James. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
That's good. How's the weather there?
It's hot.
Okay.
It's hot here.
It's warm here. Okay. Could you name some of the films you have been in the past?
Oh, it's 7, 5 Heartbeats, Color Purple, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. I've been about 50, 60 movies and about 30 TV shows, including Martin, Frasier, Fresh Prince.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. That's very impressive. You're a working actor.
Yeah, I actually am a working actor.
Some people say they're actors or actors and they don't get work.
Yep.
No,
I've been pretty fortunate. I've been making my living doing what I do since 1986.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. Fantastic. You got longevity.
Yep.
That's great. So what have you currently acted in, like, in the last 3 years?
Well, I've got several films that are streaming on like, Amazon and Tubi. Those include A Day of Trouble, Flint Tale, A Polished Soul, several of these. Just Google the name, and you'll see what's going on.
Okay. All right, just Google the name. But what are you currently working on? Are you working on anything?
I'm not working on anything. I'm supposed to be doing the film in September. So I'll be out of town doing that in September. We'll see what else we got going, you know. Never know until it comes through.
Never know. That's right. That's right. You never know.
Yep.
You got light-colored hair. It's light-colored hair. Got nice hair.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Speed was a good movie.
Yeah, it's one of the best action movies ever made. I was very fortunate
really
to be able to be in it.
As you have an internet movie database, IMDb.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I look at it and say, "Wow, I've done more than I can think about."
That's expensive.
And
so,
still
so
looking
have,
to get bigger and to grow and do better things. So, never stop moving.
Never stop moving. What did you attend college? Did you ever attend acting school or college
yes, ma'am.
Or university?
You got that right. I have a bachelor's from the University of Notre Dame. I have in theater. I have a master's from the University of Michigan. I got scholarship offers to work on my doctorate from Yale and Cornell. I taught as a professor at Illinois State University. And then Ted Lange, who played the bartender in The Love Boat, got me the scholarship to go study at the London Shakespeare Academy in London, England. So, yes, I've done a lot of studying. And a lot of work people don't know about.
You've always worked on your craft and your talent.
Absolutely. Never
stop. You're always looking to improve. Do you do any type of kung fu or any taekwondo or anything, karate, anything like that?
No, I've never gotten into that much. I did, as a kid, I studied karate, but that's about all I've ever done in that area.
Okay. All right. The 5 Heartbeats is a really great film.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So now you're not currently working on anything, but you got something planned in September. You're allowed, on the contract? Can you talk about it?
Well, no, not yet. I don't want to talk about it till the ink clears, you know. So we'll see. Like I say, never count on anything till the check clears the bank.
Yes, sir. I understand that. I understand that. That makes good sense.
Yep.
So you have an agent. Who is your agent or manager?
Right now, I don't have either agent or manager. I'm working on my own right now because, I do just as well on my own as with paying somebody 10-15%. And then if I have an agent and a manager, that's 25% coming out of my check. So, no, I don't need them. I know how to negotiate my own checks and or my own contracts, spend my money. I don't need anybody else spending it.
There are not a whole lot of working actors and actresses in Hollywood.
No, you know, at any given point, there's such a small percentage of actors who belong to the guild that are actually working. I mean, it's a very small percentage, like 11% or something, that are actually working at any given time.
So you're blessed. You've been blessed.
Yes, I am. Very much so.
Very blessed. I started out in acting. I started out trying to act.
I did like 6 or 7 movies when I first moved to L.A. as an extra. I just wanted to be on the set to see what it was like to be on the set. And then after about 6 or 7 movies, I said, that's enough, because people have a tendency to pigeonhole you, and I didn't want to be pigeonholed as an extra, so I just quit and got my 9-to-5 jobs and tucked it out that way until I started getting work. But I still did a lot of theater in L.A., and at that time, we weren't even getting paid to do theater, not even gas money. But it helped on several levels. It helped, you know, you're studying your craft and you're making connections, and that's how I got my first film. My first film was with Rudy Ray Moore, and it's called The Disco Godfather, and I played the lead bad guy in it, Stinger Ray. And because of the guy who had directed a lot of theater that I was involved in, knew that he could depend on me, so he hired me to play Stinger Ray. So you got to keep going. I keep telling people all the time, you can't sit on your butt waiting for the phone to ring. You've got to be out there working. You've got to be visible. You've got to be making connections. It just doesn't work if you just sit back and wait for something to happen. It doesn't work. Life doesn't work like that. You have to be actively involved. You have to be constantly working in order to get anywhere in life, period, and no matter what profession you're in. I don't care if you're a mailman, you got to go out and apply for the mailman job. You can't wait for the postal service to call you sitting on your couch. It just doesn't work that way. And you have to hustle, you know, to make more money. If you get a job, do you just want to make that little funky money at the job you're making, or do you want to advance? Do you want to advance your career? Do you want to advance through the postal system? Do you want to become a manager, whatever it may be? You know, it doesn't matter. If you're a garbage man, do you want to become a supervisor? Do you want to eventually maybe even own your own disposal service once you get your foot in the door and understand how things work? You become an owner. That's your ultimate goal. It should always be the ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is to be able to produce my own films. You know, not just waiting for somebody else to tell me what to do. I want to be the guy who writes, produces, and directs, just like Clint Eastwood does. So I'm still working on it, and I've been fortunate enough to be in that position several times. It never stops. So everybody who wants to be something, understand, you got to put the work in.
All right, you definitely are putting in the work. How long have you been an actor?
I've been making my living at it since 1986. But I started acting as a kid. I mean, I was doing plays in high school, and you know, a lot of times I had to choose between playing ball and being in a play. And for some reason, I always chose being in the play, even though the coaches would be so mad they didn't know what to do. But that was my choice. it was something about it that I wanted to do, so nobody could deter me from it. And that's another thing. You always have to, you can't let people tell you and dictate to you what you should be doing and how you should be doing it. You have to follow your own heart. You have to believe in yourself. Because if you listen to the naysayers, you'll never get anywhere. You'll never do anything. So listen to your heart, and you'll find out if you're good at something or not. It's like when I was doing theater, you know, the immediate feedback from the audience lets you know that you're doing something right. If you're not doing something right and the audience is very quiet when they're supposed to be laughing, or there's no tears when they should be crying, then maybe you should find another line of work, because the audience is letting you know that, nah, you ain't doing it, partner. So you'll find out, but you got to put your foot in the water. You got to get in the deep end. Don't be afraid. Too many people are afraid. Don't be a scurdy cat. Go for it.
Yeah, that's true. I did a little acting, but I haven't did anything since, I think, 2021.
Well, you know, it may not be for you. You may find something else that you want to do. Who knows? You know, that's on you to find that out.
That's true. You're right. I read what you posted on Facebook about the English.
Oh, yeah, oh, God. Oh, that's starting to drive me a little bit crazy because I mean, just hearing the language and how the uses of the language, because of the fact that you have people who should not be teaching people. So you don't understand the rules of the language. You know, I speak a little German. I speak a little Portuguese. And you have to study and understand so people can relate to you. But a couple of things that really bother me. You never say A. That's I mean, the nuns as much as when I was growing up taught us, you never say A. It's always A, and that's before a consonant, and so it's before a vowel. So it's an apple, a bear, a poster, an orange. That's just the way it is. You never say A orange. You never say A apple. You never say A. Never say A. That's not allowed. And the and the. You say the apple. The is vowels. The is before consonants. So you go the apple, the bear, whatever it may be, the big. You know, it's the and the. And for God's sake, it's like simple things like often, O-F-T-E-N. The T is silent. It's often, not often. It's often. And now you got television old reporters and stuff. I guess they call it want to be hip or something. Now they're saying often because they're hearing the young kids say, so they want to be hip. No. Learn how to use language in the correct manner. Learn how, you know, now in Florida, I mean, I know you say you're in that area. You can teach school with a high school diploma if you or your spouse were in the military. How are you going to be teaching, and you only have a high school diploma? What can you contribute to children? And you've never been to school yourself. That's ridiculous. That's how undervalued education is. They want you to stay ignorant. That's why we have so many problems. The more ignorant the populace is, the easier it is to control the populace, because they're too dumb to understand. They're ignorant of the world. The best teachers I've ever had in my life are those that taught me how to think independently.
Mark, turn it down. Sorry, sir.
It's all right, but that's it for me. Okay, it's okay.
I'm doing okay. Right. Well, hopefully I can interview you again, sir.
Okay. All right.
I gotta have to end the interview, but I'd like to interview you next week, if possible.
Okay, we'll see. I may be out of town next week, so we'll have to see. We'll discuss that. Let me know, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, though. All right.
Bye, sir.
All right.